Translation for both by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. While Sanjaya was thus speaking, Sri Narada, the powerful devotee of the Lord, appeared on the scene carrying his kumbhu. Maharaj Yudhishthira and his brothers received him properly by getting up from their seat and offering obeisances. Devarshi Narada is described herein as Bhagavan due to his being the most confidential devotee of the Lord. the Lord and His very confidential devotees are treated on the same level by those who are actually engaged in the loving service of the Lord. Thus, confidential devotees of the Lord are very much dear to the Lord because they travel anywhere to preach the glory to the Lord in different capacities and try their utmost to convert the non-devotees of the Lord into devotees in order to bring them to the platform of sanity. Actually, a living being cannot be a non-devotee of the Lord because of his constitutional position. But when one becomes a non-devotee or non-believer, it is to be understood that the person concerned is not in a sound condition of life. The confidential devotee to the Lord treats such illusion-living beings, and therefore they are most pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita that no one is dearer to Him than one who actually preaches the glory to the Lord to convert the non-believers and non-devotees. Such personalities as Narada must be offered all due respect, like those offered to the personality of Godhead Himself. And Maharaj Yudhishthira, along with his noble brothers, were examples for others in receiving a pure devotee of the Lord like Narada, who had no other business save and except singing the glory to the Lord along with his veena, a musical string instrument.
ಕನ್ನಡ ಅನುವಾದ ಆಚೆ ನಡೀತಾ ಇದೆ. ಯಾರ್ಯಾರು ಕನ್ನಡ ಅನುವಾದ ಬೇಕು ಆಚೆ ಹೋಗ್ಬೇಕು, ಆಚೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ನಡೀತಾ ಇದೆ. ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಕೂಡ ಗುರು ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ನೋಡ್ಬೋದು, ಲೈವ್ ಟೆಲಿಕಾಸ್ಟ್ ಆಗ್ತಾ ಇದೆ.
Hello, Hare Krishna. It's very nice to be here after almost a year of the 15 months and more. I see places in the Pushta. And I wish I could turn to the next thing close to the. So this is the next offering to Jagannath, all day to Raja Hare Krishna. Nice also to see all of you, so many devotees. Four days of Shimosh. Four days of Mashur.
Sabha. Now, the Raj said, oh,
started learning about Rasa Dham. He immediately got up and offered his respect to Narayana, Narayana as Bhagavan, because he considered a Shakta of this, avatar of the Bhakti Shakti of the Lord. Srinarayana ki jai! We come in the Parampara Narayana. Narayana is the son of Brahma, technically, but actually he's alliterated. So, and he is the guru of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is the guru of Madhva Acharya. They are coming in the line of Vajrasthani, comes in the line of Madhva, and then we come in the line of Vajrasthani. So, we are also in the line of Narayana Muni. Narayana Muni ki jai! Sri Radhana, he said, Narayana Muni, I'll kill you if you don't do what I want. Narayana said, I'm already dead. I'm already sold, I'm already dead. So you can't come with me. Took his sword. Cut the Narayana Muni, but the Krishna partook of it, it didn't hurt him at all. Said again, still nothing. What's the point? Narayana says, you can't kill me, I'm already dead. I'm liberated. Okay, let's start to discuss something else. So, Narayana Muni, he was the son in his previous birth of who? Of nature. Now, probably some of our richer families here have nature. That help with the cooking and cleaning or something. So, if they have a child, you know, you don't expect the child to be there at this ordinary, our children. But in this case, she was a maidservant for Vaishnavas, Bhakti Vedantas, and therefore, as a child of the nature, he would hear the regular Bhagavatam classes. And you don't have to be a nature son of Bhakti Vedanta here, Bhagavatam class. You come here every Sunday, and this is the Bhagavatam class. You come every morning to listen to the Bhagavatam class. Or you can buy the seventh Bhagavatam, and you can read the Bhagavatam in your house. So, but he was fortunate that his mother worked for the Bhagavatam, for the person Bhagavatam, and she was the queen of the ashram, and helped me cooking and meal chores. And he would sit and listen to the classes. He would take the remnants of prasadam from the Bhagavatam persons. And this way, he got filled like his mother suddenly died of a snake bite. And he was an orphan. And when the Bhakti Vedanta went on, what he had learned from them, and said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he walked around, and he walked to the valleys, to the hills, he walked to the cities, and no one paid much attention to the little boy who was walking around chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Then he sat down and he started resting on the sutta soul in his heart. And he said, and he was chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, suddenly, it was like he was struck by lightning. He looked down and he saw his dead body. That he was of the spiritual form. He was a liberated soul. Because he was chanting, while he left his body, he was chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So like this, a very simple, humble beginning, he became the Devarshi, the Rishi Guru of all the Devas, for teaching Abhiram about Krishna consciousness. So, Narada Muni, he was respected by all the planets, by all the devotees. Even the king of his planet, Yudhishthira and his brothers, they immediately stood up and offered our respect to Narada Muni and bowed down to him. Narada Muni, later in the he started seeing the symptoms that Krishna was about to leave the planet. So he got worried, what's going to happen to all of the conditioned souls in the Kali Yuga? The Kali Yuga is known for what? Quarrels, hypocrisy, irreligion, our dharma. So the additional souls are going to be subjected to this Kali Yuga. And he was so narrowed that he is very compassionate. He was worried what's going to happen to them. So he decided to go to see Krishna and Dwarka and ask him, you know, Krishna and Dwarka by being received by looking at the Yadwan from the house of Satyabhama, the house of the palace of Krishna. So then the queen in public, they are very formal, especially first their children. Each queen had 10 children, so he first their children forward, and they hugged their father, or Krishna. Like this, she had some Brahmanas, so he had been some Brahmanas chanting auspicious mantras. So there are Brahmanas chanting auspicious mantras to receive Krishna. So like this, she had a wonderful reception for Krishna. And to see her person in the house, along with the maidservants, that she can set herself a maidservant of Krishna. So she learned in person to ensure everything was as perfect as possible. So then, she took Krishna to the private quarters. There she took Krishna's photos into bathing him. And then she felt, she took the feet and held to her heart. And she started looking at Krishna's wings. She started crying. So Krishna was wondering why he cried. I mean, he was being received. So it was his reception, he was surviving. Why should she be crying? So, like this, you get that, what is the servants argue back with you, or the children not to give me blood when you're what's the reason why they're crying? And she looked at him, a kind of unbelieving. And he knew everything that happens in the whole universe. You know what Brahma is doing in such a lotus. You know everything, but you don't know what is for the Lord is suited to you in your heart. This is the one thing you don't know. I know that Radharani can be done. She knows what I'm feeling today. Krishna is not told, you know. He didn't know anything. So, what is it that your feelings are crying about? And she said the same. He left them down, and so many gopis are crying. I just a few comments. They'll never leave my service. I don't cry. I know I'm receiving you now. Soon you'll leave. You'll go somewhere else. You'll go on some journey. And thinking of that, I can't help but cry. She said, Prabhupada's love for Krishna was so intense. It isn't on the being of Krishna. She was feeling separation. Krishna, no, I don't think you are. I just didn't like that. And took her and sat her next to him and wiped her tears. You know, Narada Muni came crying in. The same Narada was discussed in his words. So Krishna actually was relieved that he was in the hot seat. So now Narada is going, oh, Guru Dev. So he took Narada as a guru, and they gave Narada a very seat. He was playing a lila of a kshatriya, all of Krishna's. So he got it himself. So the kiss of Krishna was when he was pouring the water and Krishna was bathing his feet. And with him, because he was bathing him, he was, he noticed that Narada was feeling like agitated. So he was wondering, what a day. The wife is crying on my arrival, and my guru is agitated. What's happening? Why you're crying? Why you're agitated? You're always tear up and very peaceful, tranquil. So Narada is saying, I can see the Kaliyuga is going to start. Kaliyuga starts, the people are going to be more attracted to sense gratification, more attracted to illicit sex, family, to intoxication, actually a new state that on the 15th of August from Delhi, they had business events. So one of them are liberation in the bedroom, freedom of sex. Now India is really free. You can have as much sex as you want. Anyone you want. It's like some point of view. This is the so called 15th August celebration. They want liberation in the bedroom. Unfortunately, we want Krishna conscious, we have stars, we raise Krishna conscious children, or responsible. And if you have said they have their private life in the bedroom, we don't want to know about that. But, anyway, it's a discussion that shows how the Kali Yuga is coming in India. So Narada was foreseeing all these things. So he asked Krishna, what's going to happen? tell you how I am able to teach you the people. So the Krishna said, today I'm clean, I shine. I don't know what my devotee feels me. My guru is concerned or can help him to the conditioned souls of Kaliyuga. So I want to come again to Kaliyuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ill,
speaking now on the Sharing Ram and announcement. So we are coming by Chandra and Shara and Yasa. And the word really that
Shankaracharya, and then all the other one says,
Chaitanya Bhat, Chaitanya Bhat. It's all the path of Lord Chaitanya, philosophy of Chaitanya. So there's all kinds of satisfying So, we have in that temple, they have the 10 avatars. So, he said, how are your cousins? How is that coming from? 400 and some years, 100,000 years. And,
Krishna,
Dharshan Swami, Dharma Sadhika Pahimla, so this way, people need to know now who is really Bhagavan, and that's where you all come in. And you can't explain it. At least you can give them the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Not really. He follows that he can explain. The gentleman, he can convince the hunters, he can convince the thieves, everyone. But if the same is not known, at least you can get them to read Prabhupada's books. In this way, I'm told that there's some people who are from shelters, like this stuff here. I'm trying to sell one side of my face, it's paralyzed, so I don't have a perfect speech. I'm told that it'll be okay, but the way you see. I'm going to hand over the microphone to our local federal president, and he can conduct the show.